8-4. QRZ, Kilo 8, Yankee, Sugar Echo.
KAYB, KE4, KOL. Good morning, John.
Good morning, Jim. How are you doing?
Pretty good. A little noise on the road, but making it okay, I think. And you're sounding side with us normal.
Oh, yeah. Bird's full quiet in here. Doing a real good job. Okay, have a good Sunday. We'll catch you later. KYLC.
Okay, John. Thank you. 73.
Single element dipole at about 15 feet. I can switch between those antennas depending on, you know, where the satellite is and, you know, what the angles are.
Wire. November X39 Bravo, Echo Mike 66.
Hi, you're back with us, NX9B, KYSE, good morning. Yeah, very good. Yeah, a little bit of QRM underneath you there, so it's blocking your signal a little bit. Yeah, you did make it in that time. Still not making it in.
I barely hear you, I barely hear you. You're just barely making over the noise.
Okay, John,
so, anyway, Jim, if you have, you know, more antennas, you can manage to hear AO7. But I found that, like, the afternoon passes, are very difficult to work because if the band's up, the 10-meter signal doesn't make it through.
Yeah, I've tried it on a long wire and it just don't get it, but I'm going to trap some type of beam, I guess.
Well, I would do, for the high angles, you know, if you're trying to do, you know, above 25 degrees, I would make a single element antenna, dipole type antenna at about 15 feet off the ground. And that works good for the high angle passes.
Okay, I got a RG, maybe, you know, what it's called, one of the RGB antennas, about 40 foot up on the tower to the houses, and it worked pretty good as far as HF.
Yeah, very good. Well, like I say, the angle changes on these antennas, you know, they have different lobes. So one antenna is good 1 minute, and then the next minute it doesn't hear, and some other antenna does it. So if you have multiple ones, you can stay with it. But for the high passes, you want a low antenna that's got a high angle of radiation and omnidirectional.
Okay, roger on that, John. I guess there's nobody else on the satellite except us three and worldwide, like making all the noise.
Anybody else out there? Say again, Sugar Echo. Now, looks like we got this one to ourselves, Jim.
Yeah, I'm still about 63, so I'm in good shape for a while. Well, I sure like to work away. I know that, what was his call? NH7WN. I heard he was here locally and heading back, but he's on Honolulu Island. I don't think he's got a shot of making the LO7.
Well, if they don't have a shot to the U.S., to the northeast from Hawaii, they're, you know, you're not going to work them. Unless they've got to go to someplace, you know, they got to go portable. And being a linear bird, it's tough to go portable unless you've got, you know, a couple radios and a couple radios and an LO antenna, and he could work you.
Yeah, I just have to wait and wait. I think that's the only one I need right now. But I'll get it someday.
Yeah, the timer went off there. Okay, yeah, it's just a matter of having somebody goes there that can do the job, you know. What we need to do is to get Patrick over there.
Okay, John, I'm losing it. I have my LS, got 2 degrees, and I've lost it in the noise, so I'll say 73 to you. Have a good day, and we appreciate the contact. KE4KOL.
We'll see you, Jim. KE4KOL, KYSE, 73. Have a great Sunday.
good from Kilo AKT, Sugar Echo.